Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with podcast number 99, Foot Trouble, or alternatively, Dumb Runner Mistakes That I've Made in Hope That You Won't, and a request for your participation in the big number 100 coming up. Today, I'm going to share a couple of ridiculous mistakes I've made recently that both caused foot injuries. Now, neither injury was really bad, but one of them could have caused me to miss a goal race. The first was ridiculous because it just couldn't have been expected or predicted. The second was ridiculous because it was such a rookie mistake, but I made it just the same. I'm chalking it up to overconfidence in my feet. You'll see what I mean. I always say that one reason I do this podcast is because then you can avoid making mistakes and experiencing problems and injuries by knowing what other people have done and experienced. You might as well learn from other people's mistakes, mine included. Before we get into that, first, the exciting announcement. Since the next Mojo for Running podcast is number 100, I thought I'd do something special. And what would be better than to feature my listeners? Here's what I want to do, and there are two options. First, I want you to send me your favorite quote. It could be from a favorite runner, or just something amazing a friend said, or from Facebook, or from a poster you saw, or anyone. And it doesn't have to be about running, but it could be about running, or it could just influence your running. If you know the name, please let me know, because I want to give credit to the speaker, and I'll give credit to you as the person who contributed it. If you don't know, that's okay too. It could even be from a sign that you've seen while running in a race. Some of those are pretty funny. I'll read them on episode 100 and mention your name for sending it. Another thing, and this is optional, is that I invite you to add a couple of sentences telling me why you like it, why it's meaningful. But again, that's optional. The second option would be to just send me a short little paragraph about your running, about anything regarding your running, anything that you think you'd like me to share. It can be about something you experienced or something that inspired you, something about your running journey, just an interesting story, anything like that. Think of the interesting things you might share with running friends about what happened to you during training or in a race. Like for me, I might tell about the time I was running along in a marathon and I glanced to my side and saw that I was running next to someone wearing a lighthouse costume. I couldn't even tell whether it was a man or a woman in there because it was a really full body costume. It covered the whole body and was made of something hard, something that it seems would be extremely restrictive to run in. It went all the way up and completely enclosed the head. Looked like it would be impossible to run in. Then I thought to myself, wait a minute, Deb, you're running at the same speed as this lighthouse. Surely you can beat a lighthouse. Or the time when I realized I was getting a blister a couple of miles into a marathon and I stopped, took my shoe off, and wrapped a leaf around that toe. That completely solved the problem. Or the time when I was chafing and needed relief and saw a guy standing on the side of the road holding up several tongue depressors. You know, the kind that doctors use with gobs of goo on the end. I've seen this many times. Many times, men will grab one of those, swipe the salve, and rub it on their nipples so that they don't bleed if their Band-Aids have fallen off. Anyway, it appeared to have Vaseline on it, and I grabbed it and very quickly while running slathered the salve on several different spots that were chafing and then realized instantly when it started to burn that it was some kind of eucalyptus muscle soother that stung like the dickens. But since it was greasy, I couldn't get it off, and trying to get it off made the chafed spots much worse. So I've probably already shared all of those stories before, but you get the idea. These should be fairly short, like 150 words or less. I would love to hear them and share them. So, two options. Send along a favorite quote or send along a brief story about something, anything, regarding your running. Something you think might be inspirational or motivational or funny or just plain interesting. You can submit these by sending them via email to deb@mojoforrunning.com or post them on Facebook on the Mojo for Running Facebook page. If I get enough of them, I'll also put them in a post on the website. Okay, on to today's topic. I've said this before, that with this podcast, I hope to help you avoid mistakes that others have made. Fortunately for you, You're listening right now to someone who has made many mistakes, probably most of them. At this moment, I have 39 years of running behind me, and believe me, I have beautifully executed a whole bevy of running mistakes. I thought I'd devote this episode to describing two of mine in the hope that you won't ever have this story to tell yourself. Let's see. First, let me tell you about the most recent error. You might make this one tomorrow or next month. Actually, it wasn't the most recent. I did two dumb things. This is the first of the two dumb things, so I want to make sense chronologically. It all started with a pedicure. Yep. Although I'm a runner, I do still like to have pretty feet. Oddly, after all these years of running, just a couple of weeks ago, okay, maybe 10 days ago, when chatting with my friend, Brian Fulham, a very well-known, one of the top sports podiatrists in the country and one who specializes in working with runners, I mentioned that I felt like since I had not even ever lost a toenail or even had a black toenail from running, I'm sort of unofficial. I mean, most people who've run as much as I do or who have run as long as I have literally lost a dozen toenails. Some have no nails left on some of their toes, and most runners' feet show the wear. For some reason, my feet have been amazing. Seriously, I don't have any of what you would call anything to attribute it to. I don't do anything special. They just don't give me any trouble, and they look pretty good. Add to that my toes are all straight, and I don't have any bunions or corns or weird bumps, and I almost never get blisters. It's really kind of weird. Anyway, back to this pedicure. I get a pedicure and have my nails painted about 4 or 5 times a year, and then I wear my pretty sandals to every event, every time I go out to dinner, until the polish starts to wear off. Then, like many runners, I resort to closed-toed shoes. A few weeks ago, I had a series of several special events over a period of a couple of weeks, so I thought I'll get a pedicure, and then I can wear my pretty strappy sandals. Now, you're probably predicting something that you're going to find out is not true. You're predicting that I'm going to say that these sandals had high heels, but you would be wrong. These pretty little sandals, yes, it's just one pair, and yes, I did wear them to all of those events, are completely flat. They're black, simple, and sparkly, and I think they make my feet look great. But they're completely flat, no heel at all. In fact, the sole is only about 1/4 inch thick in the heel and the toe, so I guess you could say there's zero drop. It all started when I wore them to an event where I stood for a couple of hours. Then I wore them to a luncheon, and then a dinner, and then another luncheon, and then to a movie, and a couple of other events within a couple of weeks. Now, let's go back to the zero drop. I should add, this just occurred to me, I wear zero drop shoes a lot. Not all the time, but I mean when I'm running, I wear Altras a lot of the time, probably half the time. So wearing anything with no heels should not have had any impact. Anyway, one day, I woke up with a terrible pain in the back of my heel, right above the bone. Now, I've had plantar fasciitis before, but this was too high on the back of my heel, like 2 or 3 inches up the back. At another time, I might have just taken a week off from running, but that was only 10 days before my 50-mile ultra. This is always the way it seems to happen. Every time I get an injury, it's when I'm halfway through training for a goal race or much closer. Yes, I do get my share of injuries. That's part of running. I've had very few for someone who's been running for 39 years, and for that, I'm extremely appreciative. But you can't run that long and not have injuries. I'll digress here about that ultra for a moment. It was my first attempt at a 50-mile race, and I didn't finish it. It was my longest run ever at 35 miles, but I just didn't have it in me to do the last 15-mile loop. For that particular race, you do a 15-mile loop 3 times, and you do a 5-mile starter loop beforehand. So I did the 5-mile starter loop and 2 more loops. But I didn't have it in me to do the last one. Well, anyway, not to finish it before the cutoff. But that's okay. I'm not complaining. If you've listened to my podcast for very long, you know I don't think DNFing, which means did not finish, should have a stigma to it. It doesn't in my mind. I'm happy that I did the 35, and it will help me be more ready to finish 50 next time I go for it. I knew my training probably wasn't good enough going into the race. I was too focused on the 5 half marathons I did in January and February, and I let that get in the way of my ultra training. But like kids say, I'm the boss of me. I made the decision to do it that way. And if it meant I might not be able to finish the 50 miles, well, then that was okay. I'd give it my best shot. I had a lot going on the last 3 months. I even considered dropping back to the 50K, but in the end decided to go for it and see what happened. Okay, sorry to digress so much, but I didn't want to give the impression that I finished the 50-mile race when I didn't. Back to my heel. It's my right heel, by the way, which is the side that always gives me trouble. I wonder if it's that way with everybody. Anyway, I went to Brian for a couple of electroshock treatments. They're, to be accurate, they're called electrocorporeal shockwave therapy, ESWT. If you don't know about that, you might want to do a Google search of it. You could search under the name Fullem, F-U-L-L-E-M, and ESWT, and read all about it. I'm a big fan. I particularly like this treatment because it's non-invasive. I will tell you it's painful, but it doesn't take very long. Anyway, that worked. I ran, pain-free. I should add that Pete Fannerstill, an equally incredible massage therapist, spent the better part of an hour working on that lower leg and foot, and that, too, probably helped me to run with almost no discomfort at all. That was the 1-2 punch I prescribed for myself, and it worked. Seriously, I ran 35 miles with only a slight nagging in the back of my heel just a couple of times during the race, and that was only noticeable for a few random moments. Maybe I would have noticed it a little bit more of the time, but I had a really nasty fall at mile 12, and after that, my chest, just below my left collarbone, was hurting with every breath, so maybe I was a little distracted, but really, my heel was fine. It's fine now, but my chest still hurts a little if I take a deep breath. I've had a bruised rib before when I fell in the San Francisco Marathon and broke my arm. The bruised ribs were much more painful than the arm. Anyway, I know from experience that it takes a week to 10 days for that to go away, and it almost has. No more trouble with my lower leg. None. Back to the pretty shoe incident. The takeaway here is never do anything different from the norm as regards footwear at any time during the training for a goal race, and certainly not during the last month. Like all coaches, I always say, never try anything new for race day. But I guess the lesson is to be careful, extremely careful about doing anything different any time. I mean, seriously, most of us are always aiming for a goal race, even if we're 6 months out. It pays to be hypersensitive to being careful when making any changes to footwear and to what you're doing as well. I talked to a friend recently, and she's been having lots of trouble with the area at the top of her legs in the front. I can't remember what you call that. Anyway, on asking her more questions, I discovered exactly what the problem was. I did know she has just switched jobs. She used to be on her feet all day, and now she's in a chair almost all day. Mystery solved. I would say to some people, I would say about myself, what was I thinking? But really, I couldn't have predicted that wearing flats would do that. I still don't get it because I go around barefoot in my house all the time, and like I say, I wear Altras a lot. I suspect it was just the sheer time I spent on them. Oh, and that one time when I was looking for my car in the parking garage and I jogged across the whole fifth floor in those sandals. Nothing hurt, but I stopped when I realized what a bad idea was, but that was probably too late. Anyway, the thing is, when I wear Altras, I wear the Peridim, which is highly cushioned, so it may be very low drop, but it is highly cushioned. The difference, I think, the critical difference, was that these shoes had zero padding. Zero. Anyway, Brian Fullem swooped in on his white horse and saved the day, which he's done for me before. But you might not have a Brian Fullem or any top-notch running specialist podiatrist in your corner. Without him, I would have had to miss the race for sure. By the way, Brian has written a book, and it will be coming out in the next couple of months. I promise to interview him and provide all the information in case you want to buy it, which I would and I will. In fact, I think I need to do a couple of episodes with Brian because there's so much for us to talk about. But I digress again. Actually, the sandal story was just the first foot-related mistake of the last couple of weeks. Yeah, it was a bad week for my feet. Clearly, I jinxed it when I bragged to Brian about how little trouble I'd ever had with my toes for all the miles and years of running. Now I'm paying the price. The day before the race, I checked out my toenails like I always do, ready to give them a trim. They all looked really good, I thought. But, lo and behold, about 3 miles into the race, the toenails of my big toes on each foot, even my left one, which almost never gives me any trouble, started to hurt. What? That never happens. Well, they hurt more and more. And I knew that when I finished, I would probably have my first black toenails. Well, the right one wasn't as bad. Turned out this time it was the left and it was lifted up off the nail bed. That can't be good. But I was careful. I rinsed it out. I put a Band-Aid on it and I just left it alone and wore no shoes unless absolutely necessary, in which case I wore sandals, padded cushy sandals, for the next week. It's now a week and 1 day post-race. Are they black? Will I lose them? Well, I don't know. I'm still sporting that pretty pedicure with the red polish, and I can't see whether it's black or not. The right one is definitely fine, but the left is still iffy. I do know what caused it. I left my big toenails just a smidgen too long. I think that was it. I just didn't look at them with as discerning an eye as I should have. Probably distracted by how pretty they looked. And maybe I've never let them go. I've never run a race with them quite that long before. But really, they were only a very slight bit longer than usual. I guess it's a fine line, though. So that's my two mistakes. The second was a rookie error that I never should have made. That's one on me for sure. I guess never having had a black toenail or losing a toenail had me overconfident. Yes, I do feel dumb. But that's not a new feeling. It's happened before. Okay, that's it. Not a lot of technical info in this podcast, but you know, I feel like it is a good lesson. So, often I feel like people get some kind of injury and assume it's running related, when very often it's their running that suffers, but it's not running that was the cause. It wasn't really the running that caused either of these two problems for me. I'm reminded of several times when people have come to me with what they think is an injury. And when questioning them, we determined that the injury happened within days of them switching to a different shoe. In that case, it's not really a running injury, is it? It's a wrong shoe injury, which is much better because it's a definite, clear-cut explanation and it's super easy to fix. The first thing I tell those people is, if you haven't thrown out the old shoes, wear them again. Immediately wear them on your next run and see if that fixes the problem. Hopefully they're not too worn out. I always tell everybody to at least have more than one pair of shoes, though. Anyway, the next podcast will be number 100. So excited about that. Don't forget to send me your favorite quotes or a little 300 or 200 or 150 word story about something you'd like to share as regards running. I would love to hear from you. Really. Please send them. I want this next episode to be about all of my listeners. I value you. And this is a way to make Mojo for Running more of a community. I look forward to hearing from you. Send them to deb@mojoforrunning.com or message me on Facebook on the Facebook page for Mojo for Running or use the contact form on the website. Lots of ways to get in touch with me. Remember to follow me on Instagram. I'm getting a chance to get into a few conversations with people every couple of days, and I love that. Now get out there tomorrow and put in some really amazing miles. Here's today's quote. Put blinders on to those things that conspire to hold you back, especially the ones in your own head. That's from Meryl Streep.